Afnan Gimel Amid Beis. The Gemara brings a drasha from Taitus Ishraimi. That Taitus Ishraimi had a drasha by Hanani Mishal Vazayah. That was the Gemara's proof that he was a Gavir Rabba. And the drasha was, Ma Ro Hanani Mishal Vazayah Shemasu Asam Kedusha Shem Lekib Shanesh. What did the Hanani Mishal Vazayah see that they were Mesa Nefesh to the Kib Shanesh or Kiddush Hashem? They made a Kavachayim for the Tzvardim if the frogs, which Anam Mitzvah Kiddush Hashem, jumped into the oven because it says it was Tanurecha or Misharisecha, and when is the dough in the oven when it's hot? They jumped into a burning oven, and Anam Mitzvah Kiddush Hashem, Anu, they were Mitzvah Kiddush Hashem, Alachas Kama Vekama. And Rashi says, what does it mean, Maro? Maro Shodorsha Vechaybehem Velishyomisthem, why didn't they do Vechaybehem? That you're not allowed to, you have to live, you're not allowed to kill yourself. So all the Rishayin asked Taisus, that what do you mean? Avay desar is yag vayaver. How could you? What was the kasha? We learned that from the pasuk. We had it earlier in Masechtas Pesachim in the second perek that doing avay desar. You learned that from mechol nafshecha. Feel leitus nafshecha. Is yag vayaver. What's the pshat that they had to have a kal v'chayim from the svardim? So here in the Rishayim, there are four turutzim to this kasha: two in Taisus and two in the other Rishayim. Like we'll see, we'll speak out all four and go into them a little bit. Taisus, Rabbeinu Tam's teretz in Taisus is that the statue of Nebuchadnezzar was not avodah zarah. It was a statue made for the covet of Nebuchadnezzar. Bowing to the statue would not fall under the category of iser avodah zarah. It's just giving covet to the king. It sounds like it wasn't even asur b'chol. It's just to give covet to Nebuchadnezzar. That was the point. And there was a riot to that also, because the Gemara says in Ksuvah, if they would have tortured Hanani Mishael v'Azariah, they would have bowed to the statue. What's the pshat? They would have done a avodah zarah, chas v'shalom. Taisus, it wasn't a avodah zarah. Kama Rishayim bring it, the Rishayim will bring it here, and the Rishayim will bring it in Suvis on that Gemara. And the shaila is, if it was really an avodah zarah, what's pshat in the Gemara? They say it was an exaggeration, or it wasn't meant seriously. There is, in the Shita Mekabetzes there in Suvis, a very mechudish de gazak, that he says that torture is worse than death if it's an unlimited torture. That's what the Gemara there says. And Mamela, we only learn that from the pasuk after die on Kiddush Hashem, but be tortured in an unlimited way, you're not mechayev on Kiddush Hashem. But all the Rishayim didn't hold that way. All the Rishayim say that if it was a way to Zara, of course they wouldn't have done it even under torture. But Al Kopanim, you see from Taizek Valm the Gazach, that even though it wasn't Yarek Vayava, you're allowed to be Yarek Vayava. The Shah was, why did they, if it was only for a covet of the Melech? The Ramban and the Rajba and Ksuba say, because some people thought it was avodah zarah, they didn't want to even give the appearance that maybe they're doing avodah zarah. And the Rishayim here, the Chiddush Haran and Rabbeinu David say, because since the reason why Nebuchadnezzar made this statue is to give himself more and more and more covet at the expense of the covet of Hashem, so they felt it was an inyan of Kiddush Hashem not to give in to that. But Al Koponim, you see from this Gemara then, that even if the din isn't Yarek V'Yavar, you're allowed to give up your life for Kiddush Hashem, even in the case where it's not Yarek V'Yavar, which Rishayim say, Taisus and Avodah Zarah, Daf Zayin and Beis in the Rosh, and Rishayim Masechta Shabbos, Daf Tesim and Aleph, and the Shulchan Aruch Paskens that way, and Siman Kufin and Zayin Sif Aleph. The Rambam famously doesn't hold that way. The Rambam makes a statement, any time there's a din of Yavar Val Yareg, that you should be over, not be yarek. If you are nerag, it's mamish aser. And the Gayan on the Shulchan Aruch says that according to him, all the places that the Rishayim bring that people were yarek vayaver, even though it wasn't yarek vayaver, is because it was a rasha for that time was shot shichul kach, and that definitely we could say for Hanani Mishal Vazariah. But Kapanah, that's the first pshat. The second pshat, Taisus brings from the Ri that the question of Maro is that they could have ran away. So that's an interesting question. The Shulchan Yaakov asks this question directly. What's the halacha? If a person is a city, that's what Shmuel Yaakov is discussing, and they're all going to get killed by Kiddush Hashem, and they have a chance to run away, or a chance to Mekadosh Shemayim with the rest of the city, what's the right thing to do? Should you run away, because otherwise it's like committing suicide, it's a sign of a chayimim, or forget, it's the union of Kiddush Hashem. His psak is that you're allowed to run away. That's what's mashma then in the Gemara there, that and the Medrash that the Rishayim will bring, that they asked Yechezkel and Avi what to do. He said, you should hide it, they didn't want to. They said, what? So people will say that everybody bowed down. We want people to say that the Yidden didn't bow down. They could have hid, but they didn't. Says what he paskins. In such a case, you're allowed to run away and avoid, but if you want to be Meisa Nefesh Yush Hashem, it's not called Ma'abrats Vodas. It's a wonderful thing. You can do either one. That's the second shot. So again, the first shot is the Moslem Eid Zara. The second shot was they could have ran away. The third shot is interesting shot from Ben Tam and Sefer Ayasher, which we shine and bring, that the question only was, why were they confident they were going to be saved? The psukim there, the way he ties the psukim is that they were confident they were going to be saved. They told the Mechanetz they were going to be saved. Why were they confident? Teretz says, the Tzvaradim were saved. And that's really what the Alkut Shemoni says on this at the end of this Gemara. He says, the Tzvaradim were saved. It's all the Tzvaradim died, with the exceptions of the ones that jumped into the oven. The Pasuk says, Musa, Tzvaradim, and Abatim, Akseris, and Asadim, but not from the oven. So Faker, they jumped into the oven to Yemais and Nefesh, they're the ones that got saved. Yes, so Shailim were bothered. What do you mean? They knew they were saved. There's halacha that you can't be Meis and Nefesh and be saying the Chal Nes. Chazal say that. If you do that, then Hashem won't make the Nes. But I think the Pshat is they weren't being saying the Chal Nes. They happen to know that there'll be a Nes. But they forget. They said clearly, even if we'll die, we'll do it. But that's why they were Meis and Nefesh to die. But they knew they were going to be saved. Had they known they were going to be saved, they know it from the Tzvaradim. Shailim were bothered with the Lashon and the Gemara. It wasn't then Shemas and Ashur Kizashem. Ma wrote that they knew they were going to be saved. But this is the third pshat that have been at times since. How did they know they were going to be saved? Fourth pshat is brought in the Maram Chalava and Rabbeinu David. And I saw in the Magin Rabbeinu David that it came really from Meshita Mekubetzis that had a Ksaviat from the Ravid. Why did they commit suicide? Interesting question. Why did they commit suicide? Because there's a Medrash, Achaz Dimkel Mashusechem Edrash. They are not allowed to commit suicide. Yachal afilu kishol, tamalei merach. Now what was the case of Shol? Shol was being captured by the Plishtim and he jumped on his sword and he committed suicide. Didn't want to fall into the hands of the Plishtim. So these Rishayim are saying that if Goyim are going to kill you, you can kill yourself first, so they shouldn't have the chance to kill you. And the question is, why not? The Torah says it was a Kiddush Hashem. If they were done, Barabim, thrown into the Kivshan Eish, they learned from the Tzvaradim. But really, they were allowed to kill themselves. But the Beis Yosef brings this thing of Shaul. First of all, he says it's only if you're scared that they might torture you and you won't be Eimed Ben Nisayin. That's what the Beis Yosef, when he brings it down. And he brings it to Machlokes. He says some didn't learn the Medrash that way, they learned Faker. The Shaul did the wrong thing. To give yourself up that they should kill you, that's Mutter. But to kill yourself is Aser, like Shaul. There was a whole discussion there, because it seemed that there was at least some sort of a minig. A very big, in a tragic situation when they surrounded the Eden and they were going to take the children and baptize them, that their parents would kill the children, like we say in the Kinais. And the Makar would be from this idea that, again, the way the Beis Yosef brings it, that if you're scared you won't be able to Eimed Nisayin, so within the children, they'll end up being Eved Avei Dezara, so you could even kill them. But there was one Rav that was very against it, and he told the Rav who was killing the children to stop, and the Rav didn't listen, and he said, if I'm right, you're going to die in Misa Mishun, and that's what happened, and all the children would have been saved if he wouldn't have done it. There's a whole story there. The Beis Yosef sounds like La Halacha. He doesn't really hold of it. But these Rishayim are saying even a bigger Chiddush, that as long as the Goyim are going to kill yourself before the Goyim kill you, that's Mutter. And that's Chanaim shows that he didn't do it because the Kedush Hashem. But Pasha says, not La Halacha. You're not going to kill yourself. Even the ones who hold you land, it's only if you're afraid you won't be Eimed Ben Nisayin.